You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win is 10-1. Sergio Aguero to score and Manchester City to win is in the market at 7-4. Looking forward to this game, Lee, because got two quite attacking sides here, particularly when Payet is fit for West Ham, and Sergio Aguero coming back to something like his best now, looks fit all of a sudden. And West Ham have actually won two of the last three meetings between the clubs.
Yeah.
And they've got a really good recent home record as well.
Yeah.
Last eight Premier League home games, they've won four and drawn four. So it might not be plain sailing for Manchester City this.
No, well, not much is away from home for Man City, is it? I mean, that win at Watford was the first in seven. Six without a win away from home for Man City before that, including the draw at Leicester, a draw at Villa, losing to Stoke, losing to Arsenal's fair enough, drawing with Man United, losing 4-1 at Tottenham. So, you know, before that, they were doing well. They were winning everything 2-0. Went to West Brom, 2-0 at Everton, 1-0 at Palace. So, yeah, obviously they need to get back into that kind of form to stand a chance of winning the title, only a point off Arsenal. But I think if they can start doing that, you know, they've been hanging around Arsenal's coattails, and Leicester, of course, for a while with a poor away record. If they can start winning games away from home, I think that's what will differentiate them between them and Arsenal. And I think they probably will get the win here. I think Aguero's starting to come back into form, and that's key as well, of course, for Man City. But I don't think it'll be easy. I could see something like a 2-1, maybe even a 3-2, as you say, very attacking. Diafra Sacco's been the man, hasn't he? Scored winners in both those games that you mentioned.
Yeah,
there's two wins in the last three. Not on the scoring sheet here, though. Valencia, Zarate, Jelovic, Payet. I didn't know if he was going to be missing from this one. But
yeah, I think he will
obviously
be.
Will be. But I love Aguero. You know, he's odds on to score any time here, 19-20. Just a little bit. I just don't like backing any player to score or odds on. Doesn't feel right. I do like the 9-2 for two or more, though. I think they can score two goals in this. And if he's back on in form and, you know, and firing, I like that 9-2 for two or more. I'm stuck between that one and the City win and Aguero to score. Cause I think City will squeeze past the Hammers here, who haven't been as good at home as they have been away from home, albeit they beat Chelsea and Liverpool. But do they really count in the form book, beating Chelsea and Liverpool at home? I don't think they do when you come to, you know, playing a City or an Arsenal. So, I'll go for it. Man City win, Aguero to score, 7-4.
Just for full transparency here as well, because we give you stick mercilessly on this podcast on occasion, Lee.
Right.
You were close to napping Aguero two or more last week, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Well, it was my next best, wasn't it?
Yeah.
do we have a next best? remember when you had a nap and... You're still doing the racing, don't they?
Yeah, they
do. Nap and next best. Can we do that?
You're just like a cover shot, basically.
I'd be winning on next best, so I've worked it out.
David, West Ham versus Man City.
Well, you know, people will pick holes in West Ham's home form until their recent, you know, improved form. Only 4 wins from 10 home games, which is, you know, it's surprisingly poor, isn't it, for a side riding so high in the Premier League. But you balance that against Manchester City's away form, a side that's supposed to be going to be winning the league, and they played 10 away games, and they've only won 4, and most of those have been against teams easier, you'd say, than West Ham. So, no, I think City are odds on here are as poor value as Liverpool are odds on in the early game we spoke about. Really can't go for them. Yes, if they played at the best, you know, they should be capable of winning here. But this City team isn't the City team of 2 years ago. There's something very, very wrong there. It could well be the manager. Who knows? But there's something, you know, the squad of players they've got, they should be walking this league. They should have sewn it up already. I can't go for them. West Ham, I mean, I don't know what to think about West Ham. What I do think is 4-1 is massive. I will have to go for that. But the more professional bet is West Ham are odds against with a goal started against City. When you look at their recent record against them as well, they won at City earlier in the season. They won this game 2-1 last season. You know, okay, the Newcastle result last week wasn't a great one, but they had a good run of form before that. I'm going to be backing Hammers here to win at 4-1, but play it safe for others less intrepid than me, and go for a goal start.
If you are looking for a goal scorer, by the way, on the West Ham side of things, Mikel Antonio might be worth a look. He's scored 6 competitive club goals this season. All 6 have come at home, 4 for Nottingham Forest and 2 in his last 2 at home for West Ham as well. So it could do worse than having a look at him. He is only 3-1. I thought he might be a shade bigger any time, but Mikel Antonio.
You got a feel for Carroll. I mean, Antonio and Carroll scored in both the last two home wins, haven't they? Obviously, Carroll picked up another. You got a feel for him, haven't you? You know, in the Optostats, Dirk, it'll often say, you know, so-and-so scored in, you know, in successive games. The last time they scored in, you know, five successive games was in whatever. I was reading the Carroll one. I know he's injured, but it said Andy Carroll scored in two successive home games. The last time he scored in three successive home games was never.
never done it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.